This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A preliminary hearing has been set for a teenager accused of attacking his mother and another 17-year-old female. Jesse Amaya appeared before Judge Paul Phillips on Monday on felony strangulation charges, two misdemeanor interference charges, and a misdemeanor breach of peace for an incident on Sunday. Amaya also kicked one of the officers in the groin while being escorted after his arrest. His hearing is scheduled for November 3rd. Heavy rain, wind, and the cold notwithstanding, a group of Basin Electric Power Co-op employees stationed themselves at the entrance of the Dry Fork station north of the city to protest the possibility of the company enacting a COVID-19 vaccine mandate. With the special session of the legislature going on, the group protested in order to draw attention to the issue and hopefully to garner assistance from legislators. Currently, those employees are safe from that type of mandate. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A book in the Campbell County Public Library that's been the subject of a challenge by Commissioner Colleen Faber has been voted on by the library board to remain in the teen section. In her response, the library manager wrote that transferring This Book Is Gay to another part of the library is, in effect, removing it from its intended audience and would be considered censorship. The 6th Judicial District, again, is working at getting a fourth judge for the district. An attempt in 2019 was unsuccessful. This time, however, the push for another judge will be joined by other communities that would also benefit from having another judge. The Joint Judiciary Committee voted in September to sponsor a bill that would add additional judges to the 3rd, 6th, and 7th District. If that bill passes in the 2022 legislative session, October would be the earliest that a new judge would start. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.